This is the Speak English with Tiffany podcast with Teacher Tiffany, session number 27. If you would like to read the transcript that goes along with this episode, go to speakenglishwithtiffany.com/episode27. Welcome to the Speak English with Tiffany podcast, where you will learn English vocabulary, expressions, idioms, and much more. This podcast will take your English ability to the next level and help you to be more confident and more fluent when you speak English. Are you ready? Well then, let's jump right in. Hey everyone, I'm Teacher Tiffany, and I want to thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Speak English with Tiffany podcast. In today's lesson, we are going to listen to one English dialogue and learn two new English vocabulary words. Okay, let's begin with the dialogue. Recently, there has been a lot of controversy surrounding the presidential elections. However, yesterday, I read an article in the newspaper that was trying to dispel any doubts people have about the new presidential candidate. It said that he has been working in diverse communities for years, trying to make our country a better place to live in. After reading the article, my opinion of him changed a little.
Again?
Recently, there has been a lot of controversy surrounding the presidential elections. However, yesterday, I read an article in the newspaper that was trying to dispel any doubts people have about the new presidential candidate. It said that he has been working in diverse communities for years, trying to make our country a better place to live in. After reading the article, my opinion of him changed a little. Okay, great. Now, let's go over the two new vocabulary words that were in the dialogue. The first vocabulary word was dispel. Dispel. Now repeat after me. Dispel. Dispel. Okay, now let's say it at a normal pace. Dispel. Dispel. This vocabulary word means to remove fears, doubts, or false ideas, usually by proving them wrong or unnecessary. So let's look at five examples using this vocabulary word. The first example is, we need to dispel the myths and establish real facts. Once again, this time repeat after me. We need to dispel the myths and establish real facts. Now, this time we will go at a more natural pace, and I want you to try to follow me. We need to dispel the myths and establish real facts. The second example is, I'd like to start the speech by dispelling a few rumors that have been spreading recently. Once again, this time repeat after me. I'd like to start the speech by dispelling a few rumors that have been spreading recently. Now, the last time at a regular pace. I'd like to start the speech by dispelling a few rumors that have been spreading recently. Okay, the third example is, this does not dispel the fact that I believe he is lying to me. Once again, this time repeat after me. This does not dispel the fact that I believe he is lying to me. Now, the last time at a regular pace. This does not dispel the fact that I believe he is lying to me. The fourth example is, the National Guard was sent into the town to dispel the violent protests. Once again, this time repeat after me. The National Guard was sent into the town to dispel the violent protests. Now, the last time at a regular pace. The National Guard was sent into the town to dispel the violent protests.
The fifth example is, this book aims to dispel the notion of a world free of war. Once again, this time repeat after me. This book aims to dispel the notion of a world free of war. Now, the last time at a regular pace. This book aims to dispel the notion of a world free of war. Okay, good deal. Now, let's go over the second vocabulary word that was in the dialogue. The second vocabulary word was diverse. Diverse. Now, repeat after me. Diverse. Diverse. Okay, now let's say it at a normal pace. Diverse. Diverse. This vocabulary word means showing a great deal of variety or very different. So let's look at five examples using this vocabulary word. The first example is, this area is known for having a very diverse demographic. Once again, this time repeat after me. This area is known for having a very diverse demographic. Now, this time we will go at a more natural pace, and I want you to try to follow me. This area is known for having a very diverse demographic. The second example is, the opinions of the two political parties are diverse. Once again, this time repeat after me. The opinions of the two political parties are diverse. Now, the last time at a regular pace. The opinions of the two political parties are diverse. The third example is, he works well with a diverse workforce. Once again, this time repeat after me. He works well with a diverse workforce. Now, the last time at a regular pace. He works well with a diverse workforce. The fourth example is, the book covers such diverse topics as swimming and first aid. Once again, this time repeat after me. The book covers such diverse topics as swimming and first aid. Now, the last time at a regular pace. The book covers such diverse topics as swimming and first aid. All right, the fifth example is, New York is a very culturally diverse city. Once again, this time repeat after me. New York is a very culturally diverse city. Now, the last time at a regular pace. New York is a very culturally diverse city. Okay. Now, let's listen to the original dialogue again and see if you can recognize the two English vocabulary words. Recently, there has been a lot of controversy surrounding the presidential elections. However, yesterday I read an article in the newspaper that was trying to dispel any doubts people have about the new presidential candidate. It said that he has been working in diverse communities for years, trying to make our country a better place to live in. After reading the article, my opinion of him changed a little. Did you hear them this time? Great. Excellent job. You now know two new English vocabulary words. Number one, dispel. And number two, diverse. These vocabulary words will help you speak English clearly, fluently, and confidently. So try to use these vocabulary words at least one time today. Remember, if you want to see the transcript for this episode, go to speakenglishwithtiffany.com/episode27. This has been Teacher Tiffany with the Speak English with Tiffany podcast. Until next time, remember to speak English.